the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Now, The Great Escape and The Alternative Escape are coming up on the 19th of May, which isn't that long away. And one of the bands that are playing at The Alternative Escape, there's a bit of an Irish connection there. And we've got Ryan Oag from the band in studio. Ryan, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, no. Yourself?
And we've got Ed as well, your partner in crime. Hi, Ed.
Indeed, hi.
Our things. So, the name of your band, now it's a bit of a tricky one. It's Colibri, is that right?
Colibri, yeah.
Very good. I suppose the natural first question is, what is that name about?
It means hummingbird in German. And I think it means hummingbird in Hungarian as well, as far as I know. But how the name came across is... like last year, there was this TV show on called Deutschland 83.
Right. Oh, yes. And, yes. It was Channel 4, I think.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. And I was watching that. And the main guy in it, his code name was Colibri. And I just thought, it'd be really, really good to name it like that. So that's how it came about. Decided to call it after that.
I think the style of music that we play, we wanted a name that really kind of stands out and represents what we do, particularly in a live scenario as well.
It does stand out, and to be honest, when I first saw it, I was thinking, that's quite kind of Celtic name. It was a little bit of a fod at the end as well. You kind of Gaelicified it.
I did. I put the fod at the end just to give it an old nod, you know. But
good. It works really well. So you are Irish, as we can tell from the accent. Where are you from? Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Limerick City originally, and I was mainly raised in Clare as well. So a bit of both, claim to both. But a
Munster man through and through.
Munster man through and through. That's it.
Very good. So how long have you been living in England for?
I've been living here for the past 3 years. Three years now.
In Brighton specifically, or all around, or
just Brighton. Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
perfect.
That was it.
And any differences between here and Clare and Limerick?
Oh, where do I start? That's the question. Oh, tons of difference. When I arrived here, I didn't think it was going to be that different because I kind of speak similar language, and you know, we get loads of English TV shows at home as well and things like that. But I just had total culture shock when I arrived first.
Really?
Total culture shock. I was taken aback by the whole thing. I wasn't expecting it at all.
Yeah.
How different it actually is. I found it very hard immediately to adjust.
Did you get homesick? Were you homesick at the start?
I wasn't homesick. No. I was glad for the new experience, but I just wasn't expecting it to be so different as it was.
Okay.
But and in a way, there's nearly almost a language barrier sometimes, you know, with the accent. But
that's true.
But I had to get used to a lot of different things. But yeah.
So what were the main kind of differences then? Are you thinking kind of culturally, kind of maybe how built up Brighton is compared to Clare, maybe? Or?
Yeah, that as well. Just different ways of communication, different kind of social ways of being. Like when I say, for example, I can go home to my grandparents in Clare and just open up the back door and just unannounced, you know, that just goes over to people's heads over here, you know, a lot of the time. And just little things like that. It's all the little things, really, that, you know, that would kind of catch you. But
I suppose it is the things that you... So the things I miss about home are the things you wouldn't kind of have thought would be the things you'd miss.
Exactly, yeah, that's it.
And when you go home, you kind of think, oh yeah, I forgot about this, and yeah, this is so different.
Yeah.
So were you the first in your family to move to England?
My father actually has been living here for about six, seven, 10 years, something like that. Yeah, he's been here for a long time now. So he moved over first, and then I kind of followed in after that.
So obviously you're in a band and you're here at the moment. Were you plying your trade in music before you left, or is that a new thing?
Kind of, yeah. I was always interested in it. Yeah, I was always writing my own music, always doing that, and I had I played around with friends and stuff like that as well. But it really became really serious when I moved here, really. That's when I really started focusing and really starting to make something cohesive, like an EP and things like that, you know. And so, yeah, really, it took off more so here than it did at home. Yeah.
And were you doing solo stuff originally, or going from band to band, or how did it come about?
I was in bands before, but I always found the solo aspect of it worked better for me. I was able to, because I can't stop writing, you know. I just can't, you know. It's just it's just a natural thing. It's very, it's almost unquestionable. Almost has to be done, you know, with writing. So the solo thing works out because I can just keep everything, all the writing just to myself, and it just works really, really well for me. And that was the biggest change with coming here as well. In many ways, I had to actually do it the solo way as well. In many respects, but yeah.
Okay. So you're writing the music at the moment for the band, and and Ed, where does Ed fit in?
I sort of joined Aaron, when did we meet? A couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I just sort of replied to a Gumtree advert and sort of got involved that way. I'd spent time in Brighton in bands before, so had a sort of general idea of, you know, I think how we wanted to, you know, start projecting ourselves throughout, you know, the Brighton music scene. We sort of went from there, really. You know, I'm the live drummer, so to speak, and hopefully in the future I'll be working more with Aaron, towards making some new music.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So it was all part of a Gumtree ad that caught your eye. It's great how those things come about now, isn't it? It's very easy to pick up band members, because a lot of people that are doing solo music are touring and gigging and picking up kind of band members along the way as well. Brighton's a good music scene for that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's very good. Yeah, it's vibrant, right? Yeah, very, very vibrant. Much, much more vibrant to where I come from now altogether. But yeah.
And that's the thing. A lot of people in Brighton are musicians or claim to be musicians. Have you guys collaborated with anyone else? Any other bands? Any local acts in Brighton?
Not as yet. I mean, the option's always there. And I think at the minute, as much as we want to sort of get ourselves out there, we want to meet, you know, other local musicians. Mm. Whether, you know, we are sort of playing gigs with them, or whether it's networking or you know, any sort of entity, we'd like to you know, meet people and discuss ideas and events and all sorts.
proper network. Yeah.
It's right stuck in there, you know.
Yeah. So how would you describe your music? How would you describe your sound?
Don't know. it's shoegaze inspired by the likes of kind of My Bloody Valentine and Slow Dive and stuff like that. But also I take a lot of inspiration from a lot of electronic music as well, like Grimes in particular, but also going back like to a lot of trancey kind of stuff like Faithless and things like that as well. I take a lot of inspiration from loads and loads of different areas. So it's kind of, I don't know. It's been described before as muscular shoegaze.
Muscular shoegaze. It's really hard to kind of pigeonhole music these days, and you know everyone has their own kind of. It is one of those things. You do have to have some description of it to draw people in, but
exactly,
it can be quite hard to put your finger on it.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna do to kind of to make it easier for you to describe your music is we're going to have you play a live session for us. You're going to play two songs for us. The first song that you're going to perform, what is it? What's it called even?
It's called Dream Theater. It's it's kind of ethereal, kind of very rhythmic, very very kind of groovy as well. But with a lot of synths in there and stuff like that. So a lot of guitar cutting through too at the same time. So.
Okay,
yeah.
And when did you write this track, or when did you come up with it?
Oh, it must have been nearly 2 years ago now. Yeah, I wrote it 2 years ago. I finished it off, I think, somewhere similar around the same time, and then released it as an EP, released it in the EP last summer. So about 2 years ago, yeah.
Two years ago
I wrote it, yeah.
Written while you were here. Have you found that your music kind of has changed since you moved to the UK?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the yeah. it's the environment really, because a lot of my inspiration as well comes from the environment that I'm actually in. And yeah, I found that the music I was writing before was quite different, very different. But also because I've grown as kind of an artist as well as a person, I've brought new things to it as well. So yeah, different styles have emerged from over the last couple of years. So yeah, it has changed, right? Yeah, and the environment is so different as well. So yeah, the inspiration is kind of tilted in other directions too. So yeah, yeah.
Cool. Well, let's hear your first Brighton inspired song right now.
What's the crack? Live session.
Thank you. That is Dream Theatre by Calibri here on What's the Crack on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. And we're joined by the band in studio at the moment. Ryan O. Constantine. I was going to try and catch you out there, see if you knew any Irish. That's our Irish quota filled for the year right there.
That's it.
So listen, that sounded really good. That sounded really, really, really good.
Thanks.
That is from your first EP, you said, was it?
That's right, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And so where can people find out more about that EP if they're looking to hear more and to buy it even?
Yeah. It is on Bandcamp. It's on the Facebook as well. You can have all the social media through the Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's basically a Calibri official, just all one word, all lowercase. That should find. That's the kind of handle of the Facebook.
Now, you might want to spell that.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. It's K O L I B R I O F F I C
I
C I. Yeah.
Let's do take two of that. Go again.
K O L.
Yeah.
I B R I.
Yeah.
O F F.
Yeah.
I-C-I-A-L.
Very good. I think you nailed it that time. Second, you got it. First, if people want to kind of hear more, buy it, support it, and follow you and like you and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's the best place to go. And are you writing more music? You said you're writing music all the time, getting inspiration all the time. Is there any more EPs coming?
Well, there's an album on the way.
Perfect.
Album to be written.
To be written or to be recorded?
To be written. Finished off.
Right,
yeah. But so that's currently been written out at the moment, and hope to have a few singles out soon enough. So.
Perfect. So when are you looking to get the album out then?
Album out next year. Next year. So this year is going to be a big year for myself because I'm off to Berlin August. Indefinitely. Yeah.
We're grabbing you while you're here still.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So do you guys record kind of in a home studio or do you use professional studios or how are you doing it at the moment?
Bit of both. I mean, I have my own studio set up as well, and things like vocals and guitars and things like that, so something that you need like a proper room for, that we done in a studio then.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of the electronic elements I can do myself at home. It's fine.
Right.
But.
And do you spend much time doing that then? Do you spend every evening kind of?
Yeah, as much as I can. Really? Yeah, as much as I can. Yeah. Okay. I do a bit every day.
Yeah.
Every day, yeah.
Well, I can see from your kit here, you've got quite a lot of. Yeah. I'm sure the studio at home is like an airport control room if this kit is anything to go by. So you would do that. Where are you recording at the moment then? You said you do use some studios. Whereabouts?
Over in Ireland, in Quill Lane, in Wicklow.
All right.
So, yeah. Cool. They're the ones. It's just in County Wicklow, just by the Glen of the Downs.
Very good.
So, we do that. Yeah.
Would you head over there much to do that?
Yeah, well, whenever I have something written to be recorded kind of thing, whenever really, it's kind of an open-ended thing, but whenever really.
So a free trip to Ireland in running perhaps.
That's it, yeah. That's the one, yeah.
Have you been over there a few times? Yeah.
I've never been to Ireland.
All right. There you go.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You gotta give it a shot. It's funny, people often say to me, I've never been to Ireland, and you go, well,
it's just not far away.
It's like a ten quid flight. It's really good. But yeah, you gotta give it a go.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do a second song, a second session right now. What is your second song? Tell us a little bit about it.
The next song's called Walls. It's very down tempo. Very kind of down tempo song, very along similar lines again. I actually wrote this one ages ago. I think I wrote this when I was 18, kind of.
Okay.
Around that time, about four years ago thereabouts. So it's just held on. I just held on to that one, So that's that.
Perfect. Well, let's give it a go.
Absolutely.
What's the crack? Live session. Thank you.
Is Walls by Calibri here on What's the Crack on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, DAB and online as well. This is Brighton's weekly Irish radio show. We've got an Irish artist with us in the studio at the moment, just performing Walls there. You're playing at the Alternative Escape in May. When and where and what time?
Yeah, so it will be on the Fiddler's Elbow and it will be at 12 noon. On the 19th of May, so the Friday.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what do you have in store for that then? Do you know your set list already?
Yeah, the set list is done, yeah. Set list is done. All that's done. So yeah, we're playing the songs featured here today and a few others as well. So yeah, that's what's in store, yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Well, the best of luck with it. I'm sure. I suspect you're a big fan of music yourself. There's a lot of bands coming to Brighton in May. It's going to be great.
It's going to be brilliant, yeah.
Great weekend. Best luck at it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Thank you.
Thank you.